So we popped over the border to Switzerland, to Geneva last night. Geneva's only about a 20-minute drive away from here, and it's quite nice, certainly for someone brought up on an island where crossing frontiers involved some kind of major transport connection. Quite nice just to be able to pop over the border, which was completely deserted and unmanned, and you'd really hardly notice that you were crossing out of the EU into Switzerland. So Geneva on a Sunday evening. Really, to be honest, not particularly exciting. I think Geneva at the best of times is hardly the most buzzing of places, but certainly on a Sunday night, everyone seemed to have really given up the ghost. Most places were closed, and even the famous Jet d'Eau, which spurts high up from the middle of the lake, wasn't on for most of the time. Although we did have there's a picture accompanying this boo of when they thought they ought to turn it on later on around midnight. So Geneva, of course, has been described by John. It's in many of his books. He talks about driving his motorcycle down to Geneva. And my particular one of my favourite books of John is called Here Is Where We Meet. It was published, I think, in 2005 to coincide with the season Here Is Where We Meet. That took place in London, which was a variety of theatre programmes, installations, talks, lectures, etc. And Here Is Where We Meet is a collection of stories, difficult to describe them really, each story focusing on a particular location. Just looking at the contents list in front of me, the first chapter's about Lisbon, Geneva, Krakow, Islington, etc. And in each of these stories, the past of the narrator, a John figure, John but not John, comes to life in a very gentle way. The dead reappear, not dramatically or shockingly, but very naturally. And I think this is very much a trait of John's writings, the way that the past and the present, and indeed the future, intermingle, coexist really, inside one's consciousness. And his chapter on Geneva, probably a lot better than the city itself, actually. It describes a visit to the grave of Borges and allows John to reflect on the nature of libraries and archives, actually, which of course is particularly germane to what we're doing here. He describes the streets of Geneva on the southern side. I quote, "These streets lead like the aisles which run between the bookshelves of an extensive library. As seen from the street, each line of shut windows is the glass door to another bookshelf. The closed front doors of varnished wood are the drawers of the library catalogue. Behind these walls, everything is waiting to be read. I call them her archive streets." And this leads John to reflect about the nature of archives. He writes, "Archives are different from book libraries. Libraries are made up of bound volumes whose every page has been repeatedly reread and corrected. Archives often consist of papers which were originally abandoned or laid aside. Genève's passion is for discovering, cataloguing, and checking what has been laid aside. No wonder she's short-sighted. No wonder she arms herself, even when asleep, against pity." And he continues talking about small archival fragments. The fragment, a very important concept to John, I think, and you can see it in a lot of his works, which consist of letters or fragments of letters, such as his recent work From A to X. So, I think it's a very good description of archives and the way that they do differ from book libraries. It's the mixture of consciousness and unconsciousness in the creation of the archive. Of course, each piece of paper was originally created by its owner, by the writer, but then laid aside more or less. And you can see that with John's papers. They've been sorted up to a point by Beverly, who really did some excellent work in maintaining the archive. But they've also been forgotten and neglected. Consciously put to one side, and it was interesting seeing John yesterday look back over his archive and try and work out what some of the pieces of paper were. Of course, at some points he couldn't remember. And so that's what an archive is. It's reclaiming, reclaiming what's been put aside, and I guess giving it a new structure, which both reflects its the way it had been originally left to mature, I guess. But also making it comprehensible enough for new researchers who weren't aware of the papers in the first place to be able to find what they need.